Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the, I hate to use the word emerging, but I think that's kind of really what we're talking about. White wine grapes that everybody who's on the ABC, anything but Chardonnay kick seems to be turning to these days is Viognier.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful grape. It's sort of its origins come from the Condrieu area in the Northern Rhone.
Tiny little area.
Tiny, tiny little area. I was actually just there.
Congratulations.
And in the Condrieu region, it's a very delicate, very aromatic, wonderful, wonderful white wine that's garnered a lot of popularity, being produced both in California and in Australia lately. Where it still shows those varietal characteristics, but it's definitely different. Produced anywhere outside of the Northern Rhone.
And primarily, one of the biggest things, it's lifespan, because in France, Condrieus and Chateau Gruyères and whatnot were supposed to be very short-lived wines. You drank them within 1 or 2 years of the vintage. Not so California Viogniers, which can last quite a while. And it's pretty surprising. I went out and bought a few just so I could see what's going on, see if I could find my way through some of them. And there was quite a range. Let me start with one at the bottom of my list that I wasn't real thrilled with, but it was called Bonterra Viognier from Mendocino, 2011. It's about $16, and this was a very kind of simple, lightweight wine.
That's the way I remember it.
Yeah, it didn't have a whole lot of what I would call varietal character. It was okay as white wine, but, you know, if you want Viognier, you can do a whole lot better. For a few bucks less, try the McManus Viognier, California appellation, means it comes from all over the state, 2012. This was really very, very nice entry-level Viognier because it had a lot of the characteristics that you look for. The flavors are so different than Chardonnay. You get a lot of honeydew, a lot of honeysuckle flavors and aromas, some melony things, some nice minerality in it. They tend to be fairly plump, but with good acidity.
Right.
And all of these things were going on in the McManus for only $12.
That's a deal.
It was a deal. Now, I found a wine called the White Knight Viognier from the Clarksburg region.
Which I'm not familiar with.
I've had it before, and I was not disappointed. Again, this was really well made. So we take what we had with the McManus and step it up a little bit, where you're starting to get a little bit more refinement in the aroma and the flavors. And it was really good. This one was pretty full on the mouth, you know, mm-hmm. just really had a lot of body to it, which is a characteristic of a lot of Viogniers. And I thought this was really pretty well made. But the one that really, really impressed me, Hugh, was a wine called Desert Wind Viognier from Columbia Valley, Washington, 2011. This will sell for maybe around $22 or so. It's definitely a Saturday night dinner wine. This really, really brought home the bacon as far as I'm concerned. I gave it 3 stars
okay.
in my rating system. It was very, very classy, very refined, very well made. All of the flavors that you would expect, but just refined and pure. Nothing was leaping out at you. Everything was scaled perfectly so that you don't have a great big huge wine, but you have a medium-bodied wine with a lot of detail, nothing stepping on anyone else's toes. Beautiful texture, beautiful appearance. So I have to say that the Desert Wind Viognier got my vote as the one to go with.
That sounds great. Sounds like it has a lot of nice elegance, which is something I look for from a good Viognier.
It does, and it harkens back to, as you said at the top of the show, Condrieu, which is a very elegant wine. So that would be my vote for the best one. I'm going to put all of these on our website at wipr.org, and people can go out and try to find some of them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.